Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise. Today I want to talk to you about the different types of dropshipping business models. There's three different types of dropshipping business models that I've worked with and that I could recommend for you. And they're all for different types of people and different parts of your journey as well. So to start off with, if you're first just getting started with dropshipping, you'll need a credit card and you'll need a high limit credit card. So if you don't already have good credit or if you don't have a great credit card, my suggestion is to go out and get a partner who does, maybe a friend or a family member even, someone who has some sort of credit and can get a business credit card. So if you don't have very good credit or you have a low limit credit card, one of the best business models to get started with dropshipping is low dollar dropshipping. This means anything between the $20 to about $150 mark. And that's because every order that goes through is going to be on average around $50 or so. And you'll be able to fulfill at least a few orders a day without going over your credit card limit. And that's the goal, because when you place your order with the supplier, you'll need to pay them for the product and put it on a credit card before the item gets shipped to the customer. And then you're going to get paid out to your bank account about 3 to 5 days later, after the order is successfully delivered. So there is about a week or two lag time between when your order gets paid for, when you pay for the order with a credit card, and when you get the money in your bank account. And then you have to pay the credit card off, which takes another couple of days. So you need a credit card that's going to be at least able to cover your average order value times maybe 3 to 5 or maybe even 10 every single day. You know, this depends on how much traffic you drive and how good you are at it and stuff like that, how many orders you get, but you need enough credit. So I suggest trying to get a credit card without at least a $1,000 credit limit if you plan on doing the low dollar dropshipping method I'm going to talk to you about right now. So low dollar dropshipping with Shopify is the first one that I've used. And basically the way it works is you find a product for sale on AliExpress.com, maybe using the Oberlo app, and you can find all different products, but you gotta find a niche, so one particular type of product, or maybe even just one product. But once you find that product, you put up a Shopify site, which is really simple to do. And once that Shopify site is up, you run traffic to it through Facebook advertising or YouTube videos, or Craigslist ads or some other form of traffic. And once you get some traffic, you should start to see some sales if you've optimized your website for conversion rate. And once you get a sale, you can start placing the orders with your supplier, AliExpress.com, and that supplier will ship to your customer. You'll get paid out a few days later, and then you can pay off your credit card from there, and it goes like that. So that's a really, really good business model. And to get started, it's actually really simple and really cheap as well. Shopify is like $30 a month, and Oberlo is free for the first 14 days. It's a small monthly fee after that. And Facebook ads are pretty cheap as well once you learn how to hone in on a really specific target market. There's a lot of great training tutorials out there. I'll put some links in the description to some resources for you if you want to get started with that model. So if you do have some credit, or you have a business partner who has credit, who maybe is a little bit older and has an established credit line, and you have access to a credit card that's $5,000, $10,000 or more, you can actually get started with high dollar dropshipping. High dollar dropshipping is really cool because every single order, instead of making $5 to $25 in profit, you'll make between $50 to $500 in profit. So high dollar dropshipping is great. It's a bit more risky, of course, because you're shipping out expensive products that are usually quite big in size. But every single order, you get a lot more profit. So if you do it right and you cover your risks with insurance and coverage, then you will definitely do very well with it. And it's the same methods to putting up a website. It's using Shopify. So use Shopify to set up a website. Still, it costs the same to set up the website. And it's the same techniques to convert using conversion optimization techniques that I'll talk about in other videos. And instead of using AliExpress.com to dropship, usually what you'll want to do is find a USA-based supplier, if that's the country you're dropshipping from. If you're in the UK, find a UK-based supplier. If you're in Australia, find an Australia-based supplier. But you want to find a supplier based in the country that you're selling in so that your shipping times are fast. And that's the key. You want to be able to ship fast to the customer. If they can receive it within a week, then that is fast, and they'll consider buying from you as opposed to somebody else who might take 2 to 3 weeks to get that product to them. So one of the main advantages over other websites that you'll have selling these expensive goods is that you'll be a boutique online retailer, so you can provide a boutique experience. You can provide hands-on education, and you can provide the authority that people are looking for on that particular topic or that product type. right? So if you sell drones online on a website, for example, you'll be able to be that drone-specific website where you can teach them all about what drones are, how they work, and what the different types are, and which one is best for their needs and that sort of thing, which will then get them into your sales funnel and hopefully convert them to buying a drone from your store because you're the one that taught them. So that's how that method works. And drones are usually in the range of, you know, $500 to $2,000 or $3,000 at the most. I think there might even be more expensive ones, but they're very expensive. And yeah, that's a great niche to start with if you want to start with a niche with high dollar drop shipping. So yeah, and the main traffic method you'll be driving people to your website from, instead of Facebook ads, you'll be driving people from Google product listing ads. And Google AdWords is the platform which those are based on, and AdWords is pretty easy to figure out. And what happens is when someone types a search into Google, the pictures that show up at the top are called the shopping ads, and those are product listing ads. You can't drive product listing ads unless you are an e-commerce site, so it's specifically for e-commerce sites. And they're quite expensive sometimes, maybe up to $1 per click on certain niches and certain products. So depending on the competition, it might not work out to be cost effective unless you have a very expensive product to sell. But if you do have the expensive products to sell, $1,000 or up, and you're making, you know, $200 to $400 per item purchased from your site, then it's definitely worth the expense. And it drives very targeted traffic because people are pre-qualified before they show up to your store, which is cool. They already seen the picture, so they like the way it looks. They've seen the price, so they, you know, they either know they can afford it or they are interested in buying it at that price on their credit card. And they like the name of your store, so it qualifies them on many levels as a potential buyer. Now, your job is much more important with the sales cycle, with the sales funnel, when it comes to high dollar drop shipping, because the buying cycle is longer. So most likely, more likely than not, people will not buy it the first time they go to your website. They're going to do a lot more research because it's an expensive item. So what you need to do is capture their email address, capture their them with a cookie on their computer, and capture their Facebook with their with a pixel. So basically, you can retarget to them, remarket to them through email, through Google dynamic retargeting ads, which are the little banners you see on the websites across the web, and through Facebook retargeting ads and Instagram retargeting ads as well. There's many other ways to drive traffic back to your site as well, but those are the main paid advertising methods that I use. So I think it's really good that you understand the buying cycle process, and that people, the more times that you touch somebody with your marketing message, the more it's likely they'll actually trust you and trust your store and come back and buy from you later on. So you have to set the whole sales funnel up in order for that to work. It's a little bit more work, of course, but it's well worth it for those really high commissions. All right, guys, those are the two main dropshipping business models, because I like those the most because you have your own website and it's on Shopify, which is a very easy to use platform, and it's an asset that you can sell later on to somebody else. This third business model that I'm going to talk about is a little bit different, a little bit has its own risks and separate rewards, but it's also, you know, it is a very it's a very well-known and very used business model. It's called low-dollar dropshipping through eBay, and the method of fulfillment is actually price arbitrage. The reason it's called that is because you're not actually buying from a wholesale supplier. You're buying from another retailer online. So people could go to that retailer and get the product for a less price than they would buy from you on eBay, but they trust eBay so much and that they shop on there so often that they don't want to shop around very much. And it's easier for them, and they don't mind paying a little bit extra to just buy it directly through eBay than having to go around to all these other sites and try to find that item for cheaper across the web. Maybe they have an account established on eBay and they don't want to take the time or the effort to establish accounts on other websites. So there's many other reasons people buy on eBay, but you can actually take an item off of a website like Home Depot or Lowe's.com or many other websites like that that are online retailers. Walmart is one of them. Amazon is another one. And actually take that product and list it on eBay at a percentage above what it's offered for on that other website. So maybe mark it up 20 to 40% depending on, you know, how much competition there is for that particular product on eBay. And you can definitely get sales. I've been doing this in the past and it works really well. Now, the sweet point for this is right around, you know, $50 to $100 for sale price. Sometimes $150, sometimes a little bit more depending on the competition. But the cool thing is that as you buy through retailers, you can actually sign up for cashback programs And when you really ramp this up, if you really scale it up, you can get cash back from the credit card that you use to place the orders with, and you can get cash back from cashback programs that are basically affiliate programs that are affiliated with the online retailer. So you can get double cash back on every single item and order that you place using this business model, which is really sweet. And that cashback will also help you pay for some of the automation tools because this particular business model uses eBay, which is a huge website. And the secret to success with this one is volume. You really need to put thousands of product listings up on eBay in order to see enough sales to actually, make a decent living from it. I have a friend that's doing it, and he has 13,000 product listings up on eBay right now. So the tools that he mentioned that he uses that I've used in the past as well and recommend are HydraLister. I'll put a link to that below, and SKUGrid.com. I'll put a list to that link to that below as well in the description. So those two tools used together can list like crazy to eBay, and then SKUGrid automatically updates the inventory and the price on all your eBay listings. So you can make quite a bit of money doing that, but it's not using, suppliers, wholesale suppliers. So you just have to be weary of that fact and understand that things do change quite a bit, in the retail world, a lot more than they change in the wholesale world. Things still change in the wholesale world with suppliers. They might update products from season to season and whatnot, but things change a lot in the retail world even more often than that. So, all right, guys, well, those are the three dropshipping business models I know, use, and recommend if you are trying to get started. And I hope that makes sense to you. If you have questions about any particular one, definitely comment below and ask me. I'm happy to help. Also, like this video if you liked it, share it with your friends, and be sure to subscribe for more great tutorials like this one, and check out ecommerceparadise.com. All right, guys, take care.